Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Counting down to the NFC Championship game in the Dome. Phone lines are open at 260-1870. A couple of questions for you. First of all, quite simply, who wins, Saints Rams? Secondly, how were you feeling back in 09 on the Friday before the game, if and you can remember, as opposed to today? And is your routine, Sean Payton always talks about routine, is your routine going to remain the same as it was last Sunday before the game? Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst and college draft expert. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
I don't know how much you can analyze. I don't know how much you can recap the data, et cetera. What do you think?
This comes down to a walk-off field goal.
Don't tell me that. Please don't.
No, I'm just telling you, last Sunday was close, it'll be even tighter than that. It comes off to a walk-off.
And with that, the acid reflux returns. Thank you, Mike Dettillier.
Yeah, you bet. It is what it is. In this series, when you get down this far, you're playing the best of the best. These games are tight. Both teams have really good kickers. Zerline's terrific for the Rams. Will Lutz has been outstanding for the Saints. But it being at home, the Saints end up winning this 27-24 in a walk-off by Will Lutz.
So could it be overtime? Because I know they got the new Garrett Hartley rule. Both teams have a possession, then it's a walk-off field goal, or you see it wrapping up in regulation time?
I see it wrapping up in regulation. It wouldn't shock me to see this go into overtime.
You're making my stomach even more acidic, Mike. Please stop.
No, it is what it is. It's the NFL, and again, when you have two really good teams playing one another, it comes down to special teams, because you can look at this a lot of different ways. The Rams offense, Saints defense, and vice versa. I think it comes down to special teams, and you have the better quarterback in Drew Brees.
Mike, one thing that I saw yesterday, Jordan Fiegel sent it to me, as far as the fake punt against the Eagles that they had noticed in a Bears game, that Fletcher Cox, number 91, tended to kind of take the punts off, where he just kind of stood there. And Taysom Hill said that was the sign and go-ahead that he got, if he saw that, from the special teams coach to run the fake punt. Is that kind of scrutiny there for every game?
And every game.
Not just playoffs.
Every game. Not just playoff time. It's for every game. And in these sort of affairs, you try to steal a possession away. And we've seen that with Sean. In the 09 season, the kickoff after halftime, he was trying to steal a possession away from Peyton Manning. And it worked with the onside kick. And against the Eagles, listen, you were trying to gain some momentum. You were down 14-0, and you were just trying to keep the football away from the Eagles again. And it worked. But that goes on every game. These guys spend a ton of time breaking down film, watching every little tendency. And you can expect in this game, both teams with really good special teams, they are going to try to find a flaw somewhere where they can exploit it. Now, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. We saw the Rams in the first game try to go for a first down on a fake field goal, and it didn't work. So, Tommy, you can bank it. This game is going to have you edge of your seat until the very last second.
Mike, I don't mean to go back. I know we're looking forward. But just in terms of process, Do the Eagles bear a little bit of responsibility in that? Should they have noticed watching the Chicago tape, or do they even look back at this point in the season to notice that Fletcher Cox was kind of loafing?
Yeah, I'm sure their special teams units, they noticed it and mm-hmm. been probably told Fletcher about it. But again, sometimes when you're playing top players on special teams, you know, maybe he took that half second off, mm-hmm. so to speak. And that's where you get exploited a little bit. Somebody maybe not doing their job at that particular moment. But that play was going to work. If you saw that wedge play, the way it was set up, mm-hmm. and the other Eagles players, they stayed on the field. They knew something was up, but it was just that wedge that gave Taysom Hill enough room that he was able to get that first down. So the Saints were going to run that play because as quickly as it happened, you couldn't have saw that. You saw it on tape. He had done it in the past. You weren't sure exactly if he was going to do it that way on that play. But everybody staying in, the Eagles knew the Saints were up to something. They just didn't stop it. And sometimes that happens in sports too. You know it's going to happen, but, you know, sometimes the scheme is set up good enough that it works for the other team.
Thank you, Mike. It's going to be a long weekend for you, and we'll talk to you Monday if any of us get any sleep, and let's hope we do. I mean,
yeah,
let's hope
listen,
we don't. Let's hope we don't.
Enjoy it, Tommy. Listen, yeah. It's third time in you know, since 06, you get an opportunity to play in the NFC Championship mm-hmm. game. Man, we should be enjoying this after all those years of bad football.
You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to pose that to the listeners, Mike. Are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying the ride? Are you just eating your guts out? Because I'm kind of eating my guts out. Thank you, Mike. Oh, by the way, I know Taysom Hill said that Paul Westfall, I think is the guy's name, or maybe that's not the special teams coach, said that if you see 91 Cox there lined up, go at it. We're going to run it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.